Jitendra Singh Shanti can barely speak about what he's experienced. The social worker has been organizing ambulances for COVID-19 patients and helping families cremate loved ones who they've lost. He was recently awarded India's fourth highest civilian honor.
I lived the tragedy people witnessed on TV and social media. It was horrendous. One day I cremated 156 bodies. We discovered unclaimed bodies every day. People were that destitute. I saw children bringing the bodies of their parents.
India has recorded the deaths of more than 500,000 people from COVID-19. But some health experts say the actual toll is in the millions. At least half of these occurred last summer during a surge of infections fueled by the Delta variant. Overwhelmed hospitals ran out of oxygen and many people died as they were waiting to be admitted. Funeral pyres burned across the nation for days, and some families lined up for hours to cremate their dead. In the northern states of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar, hundreds of bodies were found floating in the river Ganges and buried by its banks. The government denies claims the death toll is being underreported.
India has used an excessively stringent definition of what a COVID death is. And this leaves no room for things like a person who died without a positive test but with typical symptoms to be counted as a COVID death.
Several states have recently revised their tallies. Kerala in southern India has increased its death toll the most by 20,000 over 3 months.
And part of the correction is in recognizing that up to a month after the death, after COVID admission, if the death is linked in any ways, this would be eligible to be counted as a COVID death. So all of this has actually resulted in a whole range of reconciliation of deaths, and therefore we see the numbers going up in the recent times, which seems a little artificial.
While the numbers of people infected by the Omicron variant have broken records in many states, hospital admissions and deaths have remained relatively low. Experts credit that to milder symptoms in patients with the variant, more than 75% of the entire adult population being fully vaccinated, and most children above 15 being partially inoculated. Experts are now asking the government to expand vaccinations and boosters to protect people against future variants. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.